This is Fresh Air. In the acclaimed British television series Fleabag, the show's creator and writer, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, stars as a young Londoner struggling to make sense of sex, family, and life itself. Season 2 of this series drops on Amazon Friday, and our critic at large, John Power, says it's a show charged with brilliance.
When Lena Dunham's Girls appeared 7 years ago now, it cleared the path for a parade of smart, provocative television shows about smart, provocative young heroines. The best of the bunch may well be Fleabag, the hilarious, raunchy, and unexpectedly touching Amazon series by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. The British writer and actress who created the terrific TV adaptation of Killing Eve and was recently asked to punch up the script of the new James Bond movie. Waller-Bridge knows how to have fun with the flickering currents of female wit, desire, insecurity, and anger. The first season of Fleabag charts the confusion of Waller-Bridge's title character, the 20-something owner of a floundering London cafe who's dealing with the tragic death of her BFF. Lanky and libidinous, sex is both her torment and her refuge. Fleabag is also startlingly self-dramatizing. She constantly breaks the so-called fourth wall to talk to us directly as she enjoys kinky sex, bickers with her success-mad sister Claire, played by Sean Clifford, or bemoans that her widower father, that's Bill Patterson, has taken up with her godmother, a two-faced artist played by the just-Oscared Olivia Colman. Season 2 finds Fleabag's world changing beneath her feet, with her sister's marriage in trouble and her dad about to wed the godmother she can't stand. Searching for peace, she veers off in the strangest direction. She gets the hots for a sexy, foul-mouthed Roman Catholic priest, played by Andrew Scott, the wonderful Irish actor best known here as Professor Moriarty on Sherlock. This irreverent reverend senses her inner distress, and the two develop a relationship that may or may not court mortal sin. Here, he asks Fleabag to tea in his office, which is filled with junk. He calls it tat, for his church's flea market.
Sorry about all the tat. It's for a fundraiser garden party thing tomorrow. So much stuff, absolutely no staff. You can volunteer if you want. Oh, only joking. Yeah. Probably got a life. Oh. What's the time? Do you want a proper drink? I've got cans of G&T. Reminisce.
Well, it's...
I will, you will.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're a cool priest, are you?
A cool priest?
Yeah.
No, I'm a big reader with no friends. Are you a cool person?
Oh, I'm a pretty normal person.
A normal person?
Yeah, a normal person.
What makes you a normal person?
Well, I don't believe in God.
The sound you heard at the end was a picture falling off the wall at Fleabag's impious words. As it riffs on questions of belief, Season 2 pulls off the rare feat of taking a hugely successful show and making it much better, in part by revealing the limitations of the original. Where the enjoyable first season proved Waller-Bridge's versatility as an actress, her eyes have the animated eloquence of a silent film star's. It sometimes betrayed its origins as a one-woman theatrical show. It was a tad too eager to tickle the audience with its naughtiness, and the other characters felt less lived in than they should. At times, the whole world seemed like an adjunct to Fleabag's psyche. In this second season, everything is richer and more fluid. Fleabag's family takes on a new emotional solidity. Even Claire's cartoonishly noxious husband, played by Brett Gelman, develops some shading. And in Scott, Waller-Bridge has found her perfect foil. With his oddball timing and slightly intoxicated affect, his priest does for Fleabag what his Moriarty did for Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock Holmes. He knocks her out of her comfort zone. While all six parts are good, I want to single out the third, one of the greatest episodes of television I've ever seen. Juggling low comedy and high wit, it moves from a farcical gag about flatulence to Kristen Scott Thomas's character giving a majestic speech about women's aging to a breathtakingly intimate scene with the priest, in which Waller-Bridge takes the convention of a character directly addressing the audience and gives it a spin so original it's thrilling. You grasp what makes him and their relationship so special. Ludwig Wittgenstein once said that the aim of philosophy is to show the fly the way out of the fly bottle that imprisons it. Season 2 finds Fleabag trying to escape the fly bottle of her own head, with all its theatrical loneliness and longing. Without ever getting precious or self-helpy, it's about learning to believe in the possibility of human relationships that are genuine, emotionally connected, and capable of enduring. Whether Fleabag reaches such belief, you'll have to decide. For her part, Waller Bridge has made a decision of her own. Resisting the current imperative to keep shows going season after season, she's already announced that this is the end of Fleabag, which is just further proof of how great the show is. After all, if there's anything harder than making a good season of television, it's knowing when you've said what you had to say.
John Powers reviewed the BBC Amazon series Fleabag. The second season starts streaming on Amazon Friday.